Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. I'm looking at a beautiful soybean field on my farm, not a weed in the field. In years past, weed-free soybeans were unheard of. Not today. Thank you, biotechnology. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. That's a pledge of allegiance that we are so proud of that holds us together as a nation born under God. And yet, we have among us the critics that rail about separation of church and state, that went to court to try and strip under God out of our pledge. The U.S. Supreme Court just 2 weeks ago sustained those words, but without the kind of ringing, emphatic endorsement that is deserved. Take note that the pledge acknowledges God, but it does not name any particular religion. At President George Washington's inauguration, he placed his hand on the Bible as he took his oath of office. I put my hand on the Bible when I took my oath to serve President Reagan and the country as Secretary of Agriculture. I have a quarter in my hand, and on it I read, "In God we trust." Never mind the fact that there have been those that would take those words off of our currency. I know we can't pray in schools for fear of offending someone. However, the U.S. Congress still, to this day, opens its sessions with a message from their chaplain. The European Union has finally agreed upon a constitution. One of the issues of dispute was whether God would be mentioned in that document. It's out. It's not mentioned. Well, we're not Europe, and for now anyway, under God we'll be there as we celebrate our freedom and recite the Pledge of Allegiance this 4th of July. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.